Welcome to the NetFit podcast. I'm Kim Green, and today we have a very special guest joining us. Not only is she an incredible netballer, she's a fitness inspiration and a media personality. Welcome, Courtney Tidy. How are you?
Good, thank you. Happy to be here.
I know, so exciting. We are in beautiful Melbourne. Love, this is my second home.
You're very lucky. I used to spend a bit of time down here, but I haven't for a while, so I'm excited to be here.
I know, well, welcome. Today, we're powered by The Athlete's Foot. Get fitted for your position and own the netball court this season with the fitting experts. Today, we really wanted to get some insight into about your netball career, some of the, I guess, challenges that you had to face and what you're up to next, which is probably the most exciting part for me. I can't wait to hear about it. So a little bit about your netballing career. Some of the things that I know is that you played with me at the Swifts, started off as a New South Wales girl, headed over to the Steel, over to the Magic,
yes,
and then to the Stars, but also played for the Silver Ferns.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about your netballing career, where it started and what age you were and where you got to and how you're here?
Sure. Well, I started when I was 7 years old and I played for St. Clair, so a club out in Western Sydney, and My older sister played netball, and like an annoying younger sister, I made mum sign me up because I wanted to do everything my older sister did. And then I played for Penrith for reps. And then I just kind of played for them, and I wasn't quite, after I guess 15 state age, I wasn't really making any higher teams. I still played inter-district for Penrith, but I wasn't really getting anywhere. But I still love playing and always did athletics and touch as well. And then someone said to mum, you should really take her to try out for New South Wales. And then so mum said to me, oh, these people said you should go and try out. I said, mum, don't be ridiculous. I said, I can't even make it into like a Penrith like state team. Like, don't know. And I was only, I think, 16, so I didn't go. And then the next year, the same thing happened. They said, you should really take her along to trial for New South Wales 17s. And then mum's like, okay, they've said the same thing. And I was like, mum, I still haven't made a proper team at Penrith. Like, I'm not going to go. She's like, I think we should just go. Like, you enjoy it anyway. And so I went along and I just loved it, meeting all the new girls. And I got selected for New South Wales 17s. And it pretty much started from there, because then I made N-Swiss. And I played New South Wales 19s, 21s, Aussie 21s, went to AIS, and then out of AIS I played for the Swiss, which was my first. Yeah, so it was a crazy ride, and I had a knee reconstruction when I was in the New South Wales under 19s as well. And then played for the Swiss, absolutely loved it, and I remember being so shy because these superstars that I used to watch and like, Catherine Cox throwing a ball at you, and I was like, oh my god, just catch it, just catch it.
Which is one of the points of training with Kath Cox was,
yes,
if you could catch her balls or training, you could go home and sleep well.
Exactly. And you also knew, and then just being so young and you didn't want to disappoint anyone, and I was in the team with like Ash Brazel, so we were just coming through and we were just so starstruck, but we loved it. Had Julie Fitzgerald as our coach. So there for 2 years, and then got the opportunity to go overseas. And then also I think just as I got older and I knew more about where I came from, so both my parents are Kiwi, so I was born and raised in Australia.
Yep.
And I always played for New South Wales and Australia 21s at the World Youth Cup and whatnot. But then I started to learn about where I actually came from, and so that's when I thought I would like to go to New Zealand and represent my family and my blood. So the opportunity came up to go to the Steel. And as scary as it was and leaving my family, I was like, no, like just do it and make the most of the opportunity. And then also to play for the Silver Ferns, they said I had to play for a New Zealand team, which was a goal of mine to play for the Silver Ferns. So as many tears as I had, and even my mum, because we were so close, but she was like, no, I think it's best, you know, to go. And so I still remember that car ride to the airport and getting dropped off and jumping on a plane from Sydney to Invercargill,
which is the coldest place on earth,
like the closest place to Antarctica in a tiny little town. I remember flying in just thinking, oh my gosh, what have I done? But I absolutely love my time at the Steel, and they were great to me down there. So played for them for 2 years and had another knee reconstruction. And then when I was with them, I got into the Silver Ferns squad and training camps, but then got injured. So then I was pushed back out. And then Julie Fitzgerald got the coaching gig at Magic, and she called me up and said, come up here and play for my team. And so, again, I think it was just a crossroad where you think about there's an opportunity here.
Yeah.
Do I try and take it and make the most of it? And knowing Julie from the Swifts, I was like, okay, I can do this. So then made the move to the Magic, which was, I think, the best I could have ever done. And just being with Julie, someone who was familiar, but playing the players that I got to play with in Joe Hart and Casey Corpua, players like that, and just making – we kind of had to rebuild the franchise, which you would know. It's what it's like when you're at a – you just sort of have to start from scratch as such. So that was pretty cool. And to be a senior player there and win the New Zealand conferences was very special. And then from there I was in the Ferns and got to play for them. But then I got injured again and did my Achilles, snapped it down in Adelaide against the Thunderbirds.
Which was – one of the most horrific visions that I've watched in injuries in netball.
Really?
Yeah. I just remember I had goosebumps, and you never want to see anyone go down, but knowing the injuries that you had previously, and I was just like, man, that sucks, because you're in such the greatest, the twilight of your career. You're playing so well. You're doing such a great job. And then for that to happen?
Yeah, I think it was pretty devastating for everyone, like my family who were watching on TV, for Julie and the team as well. But I think because I'd already had two major injuries, I knew that I could come back from it. So as hard as it was, I knew that it kind of makes you hungrier. And so it was just like, okay, I'm just going to have to dig in here. Got back from that injury, played for the Magic again, and then once the competition split into Suncorp and ANZ, I decided to stay in New Zealand and play for the Northern Stars, and then that's where it finished up.
Yeah, and it's just incredible to see, I guess, like the Courtney that I remember at the Swifts being so quiet. But also you just had so much talent. You could see that you're going to go far. The fact that, and this is my question, we get this question a lot with our net fitters, is deciding with what team to go for and what qualities do you look for in a team when you do make those decisions. Now, you're in the Aussie 21s, you're in the pathway to go and play for the Diamonds, but you're like, nope, I want to go and play for the Ferns. Now, Jamie Lee's almost flipped that.
Yes.
Jamie Lee Price, she was in the pathway for the Ferns and ended up going to the Diamonds. So, what was the main sticking point? I know your culture and your background was one of those, but what else drew you to playing for New Zealand?
I think it was also the opportunity and, like you said, my culture and my background. But then also I felt like I'd probably got to a point as well in Australia where I was just sort of, I guess, not getting any further, and I knew that I wanted to play more and try and play at a higher level and try and test myself. And then also I think just as an athlete, it's important to challenge yourself. And so for me, it was just the opportunity to go and play for a franchise in New Zealand and test myself and see what that would be like. And I think also being a young athlete, you know, I was still living at home with my parents at that point. So it was kind of just, what can I do to just sort of be a young adult, a young athlete, and see how I can challenge myself. And I guess kind of establish myself away from the familiar and just see how it went. Because I guess you can always go back kind of in a sense. Like I knew that home was always going to be there. And if I wanted to come back to Sydney to my family,
and you knew what that looked
like. Yes. So it was just, I guess, challenging myself as an athlete and trying to see how far I could push it and push myself and see how far I could get.
And I don't know about you, but I'm a list writer, so I often like write the positives and the negatives and see what outweighs.
Yes.
And when our net fitters often message us about these kind of things, that's the one thing we always go to is, and I think that's just being an athlete. We're so structured, and sometimes we just need to see it on paper to be like, okay, I get it, and that's where I'm gonna. Oh, that's what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna grab it with two hands.
And that's what I did, and I did write my list, but for me, first and foremost, it was what I wanted. So I knew my family wanted to obviously keep me in Sydney, but they wanted me to do the best. So, and my mum was really good about letting me make the decision on my own. And then I thought I had yep, that's what I want to do. And then that's when I went to my family and they supported that.
Beautiful family too. Very, very lucky. Well, moving on, I love hearing about your netball. But now that you've finished up in that netball space, we're going to get you back in the All-Star team. You do realize this.
Gosh.
You're coming back and playing in the NetFit All-Star team, and where we're going to travel the world and play netball. But you're still training and you're still such a fitness inspiration to so many. And I know that you have a real passion for healthy eating and that fitness side of things. Tell us a little bit about why you train still, why you want to keep being fit, and how that relates to some of the, you know, we've got net fitters that who don't even play netball. We've got people that don't play netball at all, but they're still training. And I get asked this question all the time. Why are you training when you don't play netball anymore? I'm like, well, I do, because I keep getting pulled into the All-Star team. So why do you keep training, and what's your, I guess, your motivation?
I think I keep training because I guess it's good for me and it gives you those endorphins and it just makes you feel good. And I think also being an athlete for so long, you're used to always doing something and getting your body moving. And I did shift once I stopped playing because we push our body to extreme limits. And sometimes you just need a break, or you think, well, why do I need to push myself? Why do I need to run those shuttles and whatnot anymore? So for me, it was still finding what I loved, and also with all my injuries, without aggravating them, because when I was playing, I was waking up in pain every day. And so it was just sort of taking it down a tempo, but still finding out what I could do with my body to still be active and move every day. So I loved boxing, which I did for my rehabs just to stay off the leg. So it was like boxing, dancing, which I've seen a lot of the TikTok. So
we're going to have to get you on it.
Oh, gosh.
Cordo.
So like dance classes, even Pilates. I love Pilates. So it was just finding how to still move in a way that was enjoyable for me. And then the purpose really is just, I just think about how far I've pushed my body in the past. And it's just about looking after it now, and especially as I'm getting older. But just looking after it and making sure that I'm still in a good place if I do need to play for the All-Stars or, you know, whatnot. Just look after my body, which I think is a big thing you learn as an athlete, to always look after your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also have a new role in your life that does take you still around New Zealand, moving around quite a bit, but it is also quite active. And this is something that doesn't pop up very often in the media. We were talking about being a sports presenter, but also hosting TV shows. Now, can I tell you, that is the coolest job that I've ever heard of. So first question for you is, how did those doors open for you? And did you have any training in it to start off with?
No, I had no training at all. It's a pretty wild story. So when we're at the Magic, Sky Sport wanted to come, and four of us lived in the house together, and they wanted to do a tour of the house, and they wanted someone to go around like MTV Cribs with a microphone. And I was still quiet, like I was quite shy still back then. And so we just thought one of the more louder roommates would want to do that. And she got really camera shy. Then we thought Joe Harton might like to do it, but she didn't want to. And I could just kind of see, I was like, oh my gosh, someone's going to have to do this because the cameras are here and they're waiting. Like, so I just said, okay, I'll do it, because I just thought we better do it because
how embarrassing.
Right, exactly. So I thought I'll do it. So I did it. And they loved it. And then from there, they just kept asking me to do little stuff for them here and there, especially with league, rugby league, because they knew either I knew a bit about rugby league. So they were just like, oh, the Bulldogs are playing the Warriors. Can you go and do some interviews? So I was like, okay, sure. And then Julie Fitzgerald was always good in teaching us that we need to put netball on a platform. And when there's any opportunity in the media, even if it's just interviews on TV, radio, whatever it is, to put netball out there in a positive light, especially in this competitive sporting world that it is now. So she was always like, yeah, go and do it, go and do it. And so I was just like, okay, sure. It's a bit of a sink or swim kind of thing, but I just was like, okay. And I just enjoyed it. And I think because I've grown up around sport and I'm used to talking to athletes and living at the AIS, you would know that you're just around athletes all the time. It's just, it was part of everyday life. And so I was just doing it whilst also playing netball. And then I didn't realize Sky Sport were kind of just Mr. Miyagi me, like in the Karate Kid. Like, they were just sort of giving me little bits here and there. And then when I got to my final year with the Stars, I didn't really know if it was going to be my final year, but I just wasn't loving it, playing as much, and my body was just sort of in pain. And I really loved the stuff I was doing for Sky Sport. And then they said to me, well, if you don't play, we've got a job for you here. Wow. So it was kind of just 2 years of just little jobs here and there where they were kind of training me without me being aware. And then I just thought, oh my gosh, well, here's this great opportunity that not many people get. And I am loving doing this media stuff more than what I am in regards to playing and just sort of looking after my body. So I just thought it was really hard and like lots of tears because I'd played netball for my whole life and professionally for 8 or 9 years. But I thought, here's an opportunity, take it with both hands and just go for it. And so I did. And then, yeah, it's turned out very well. I'm very grateful.
Well, and it's not only that you're in that media space, you're actually in the media space in another sport that yes. you haven't played.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that, because with that, I guess, comes some real positives that you're fresh and you probably see it from a different perspective, but also probably some challenges as well.
Yeah, there is a lot of challenges. And that I got a gig with Sky Sport in rugby league. That was my main gig, hosting a league show and then doing the Warriors games on the weekends before they even put me into netball. So my main job there was working on the rugby league, which I absolutely loved and I grew up around, so I knew it. And I knew that I knew it, but at the same time, I was kind of had doubts like, why am I here and why are they, like, why have they chosen me kind of thing? But then I had such good support around me, my co-host, my producer, and they were like, you're an athlete. You've been in this arena. So yeah. even though you haven't played league, you know all about it. You've watched it your whole life and you know what it's like to be an athlete. And so they just supported me in a way. And also with league, it's not my job to be the expert. And so yeah. because I am hosting and I've got experts with me, they all support me. And at the same time, like, it's just having a conversation that I really, really enjoy. And we get guests on the show, and I think when we're all in the green room, they're just kind of like, oh, so have you ever played? And just those kind of things. And I'm like, no. And then I think, but they, when you work with them and they see my passion for it and how much I love it and how much I do know, and I make sure I'm always prepared, like doing a TV show or something like that, it's like playing your game for the week. Yeah. You do all your training, you do all your prep, you do all your research, and you've got half an hour to an hour to give the best performance that you can. So that's how I look at it. So I guess I've got that from being an athlete as well. And so there was self-doubt and also I guess doubt coming from other people, but I think once I'm there, I just love it, and I think they can see my real passion for it.
Yeah, I think passion's a huge one that we often talk about at NetFit, because that's the thing that keeps driving you every day when you are tired or you don't quite want to get up or out of bed. And what's your passion? How are you going to get out there and nail life or live your best life? And you talked about your challenge about self-doubt, and we often talk about that one as a really tough one. How did you get yourself through that little bit of self-doubt? Was it the preparation, making sure that you were so well prepped, or was there tips or hints or support from anyone else?
There was definitely lots of preparation. It is like playing a game, so you don't just turn up and, you know, you nail 30 minutes. There's a whole week of work that's gone into it. So for me, it was being as well prepared as I could be. And it was also talking to people who'd been in the industry, especially females who've been in male sports. Yeah. So there's one of them who works on the rugby, and she'd been in the been commentating and being a host for years. And she said, you know, females in this game, especially in a man's game or a man's sport, we need to prep twice as much, three times as much, just to make sure, because so we just can't be teared down with anything. So for me, it was just making sure that I knew everything that I needed to know and was so well prepped, and then using people like that who've been in my position, using my co-hosts who support me, and then just talking to them and communicating, and then any nerves that I had, just making sure that they knew if I had something that I was nervous about or I knew was maybe not a strength, so that they could support me, which I think it's also like being an athlete, when you know maybe part of a team, a strength of yours might not be whatever it is, but your team knows that and you help balance each other out.
Well, I've got a bit of a sticky question for you to finish off, Court. It's been such a great chat. What is your favourite netball ASICs or your ASIC netball shoes? What are you wearing?
Well, I am wearing, I actually love the Netburner Super.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I think it's great. I love the colours as well.
Yeah.
So for me, that's my go-to. I love them comfy as.
Yeah, I actually wore the Super in the last year of my playing.
Did you?
I did, and I love them. I absolutely love them. And the colours are great.
I do love the colours. I'm all about colours, so I love those ones.
Great. Well, thanks, Court. Thanks so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank
you
for having me.
You have been amazing. I know our Netfitters are going to absolutely love hearing this podcast, but we'll also pop Courtney's Instagram and her Twitter in the show notes. So if anyone wants to go and follow her, she's all there. Today, we're powered by The Athlete's Foot. Get fitted for your position and own the netball court this season with the fitting experts.